Kroma Yoga is a revolutionary new approach to practicing yoga. It is the invention of Nina Reiner and Clara Baker, and it successfully combines the ancient practices of colour therapy and yoga in a modern, tech-savvy studio based in Shoreditch, London. But how did Kroma Yoga come about?
Kroma Yoga was born out of a mixture of frustrations I have with the current fitness industry, as well as London in general. I felt like the studios I was going to were not speaking to me. They were either too commercial and cheesy, or too new age and stuck in the 90s. I was enjoying how yoga made me feel, but I was really dissatisfied with the environment which it was being held in. Kroma Yoga was just one of those ideas which I thought there was a huge gap in the market for. So, once I had the concept worked out, I started to work with my friend, Clara Baker, who's a yoga teacher and acupuncturist, to make sure that the format of the classes remained genuine to their roots whilst still feeling modern and forward-thinking.
The key thing about Kroma Yoga is that it's slow-moving yoga in a coloured studio. You can do pink yoga, red yoga, blue yoga, and all are supposed to affect the body and mind in different ways. The amber, for example, is especially good for sleep. Along with its therapeutic benefits, colour psychology has long been harnessed as part of strategy in sport. Kroma Yoga stands alone in bringing several beneficial elements together, elevating the fitness and wellness benefits on multiple levels. Classes are designed to suit a variety of cognitive, physical, and emotional needs.
Blue suppresses melatonin in the brain and makes us more awake. The sky is blue, it's energetic. The problem is that we're now always on our laptops and phones. We're constantly exposed to cold light throughout the day and evening, and a lot of people are getting sleep disorders and health problems. To combat that, you can use red and yellow and orange to function as normal, but without suppressing this really important hormone that you really need to produce.
A large part of the practice is also to do with breathing, slowing down the heart rate and reducing body temperature, all of which are good for sleep, for example.
The point is whatever you want it to be. There's been research about extended exhalation breath being useful for athletes in training. What your body is doing when you exercise is not getting more oxygen in urgently, but getting more carbon dioxide out. So if you more efficiently exhale the carbon dioxide, you're going to have a faster intake of oxygen and faster muscle recovery. Carbon dioxide is what makes your muscles acidic. Some yogic experts get to a point where they can get away with only taking one or two breaths an hour. Ancient yogis were looking at what it really means to be alive, how it feels to be alive, and they were just experimenting with this stuff, and they came up with a lot of cool things which are useful today. Being able to slow down your heart rate and breathing rate can be helpful in dealing with anxiety and stress. And it feels great, believe me.
But what happens if you go to a Kroma class or meditation and then have to travel home on a packed tube? Doesn't that undo all that relaxation?
We're evolved to be able to override the reactionary systems in our bodies. Theoretically, you could get on the tube and someone stresses you out again, but once you learn these tools, you have a way not to fall into that and to be able to override it. These things layer and take time in the body. For example, you need to stop being exposed to blue light at a certain point in the day because you need time to produce melatonin. At Kroma, being exposed to amber light, you can start producing melatonin for a few hours ahead of bedtime. There's nowhere that offers the kind of experience we do, so I think many people who come to Kroma Yoga are looking to be involved in something new and innovative. Our multisensory environment and modern attitudes towards well-being are designed to combat the day-to-day stresses that are all too common with living in a hectic city.